The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, whether it's charging your laptop during off-peak times or recycling your old smartphones, Joe Lennon, who is climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland, is going to help us to be more sustainable both at home and in the office, but in terms of what we do for work. Joe, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
Now, digital detoxing, what's that?
Yes, this is a very trendy thing that's happened. And people might think digital detoxing means, you know, leaving their phones at home and going off to the forest, which it can be. And there's lovely places you can do that in Ireland. But in terms of our personal impact when it comes to our digital footprint, there are lots of ways that we can start to minimise that and detox day to day. Just when you're at the office, I'm sure people are sitting at their offices right now, home or at work, and just thinking, how can I reduce my impact? And there's lots of great ways to do it.
Now, there's an enormous consumption of power.
Massive.
In the digital world, be it laptop, mobile phone, storage in data centres and so on?
Yeah, between 8 and 10% of our energy use is down to data and technology. And then about 3 to 4% of greenhouse gas emissions, which is actually on par with aviation. So that'll give people kind of an idea of it. But it's only growing. I mean, most of the data that exists in the world was created in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's growing every day exponentially. So it's just, it's a lot.
Now, when people share those cat videos from TikTok or whatever, they don't realise they're using a data centre.
They're using a data centre, yes. All of that data has to be stored somewhere, and that's in data centres. And I think everyone is familiar with data centres. They're such a massive drain on our energy here in Ireland. We've become a hub for data centres because of our lovely climate, very temperate. So it doesn't take a lot to cool the data centres. So that's why all the tech companies want to store their data here. Now, there is a moratorium at the moment on creating any new ones. And you know what? Data centres get a bad rap, but we do need them. And if you're going to build them, Ireland is not a bad place to build them, dare I say. And also, there is a lot of work being done to try and make sure that the heat that's generated from them is put back into the grid. So Amazon have done a brilliant project on the south side, where they're basically feeding all the energy that their data centre creates back into the grid locally. So there are solutions. It's a big problem at the moment, but I think the solutions are coming down the track.
Now, what about the amount of digital activity we have, whether it's watching videos online or whether it's simply emails? I mean, how much do we contribute?
There's such fascinating data. As Irish people, we are world leaders in this. We're the leaders in spam emails, if you can believe that. We send about 6 billion emails every single day in Ireland. 93% of people in Ireland use email. So that's a phenomenal amount of data that's being generated every day. And then there's other things like, you know, when you're thinking of spam, you kind of think like, oh, that's just coming into my inbox. But again, that's gathering data, that's taking energy. It's also taking up storage in your devices, and you're probably paying for extra storage. I know many of us are. So we're absolutely mad for our phones, our internet, and everyone uses it.
Yeah, but when you're paying for storage, it's storage in the cloud. It's in a data centre.
Exactly. And that's it. And that's also very expensive. So look, there's really easy ways to cut back on that. If you're sitting at your desk right now and you think, oh my God, I have 500 spam emails. The easiest thing to do is the next time a spam email comes in, or a newsletter, everyone is subscribing to newsletters. And if you buy anything online, they make you sign up for a newsletter. When it comes in, just click unsubscribe. It's pretty easy to do now because of GDPR. And just do it gradually, because I think sometimes people think, if I have to sit down and go through every single spam email and unsubscribe one time, I'll never get it done. But just as it comes in, systematically unsubscribe. It's great for the environment. It's better for your storage. It's better for your devices. Your devices also get bogged down if they're carrying all of this data that you never look at again.
Now, old smartphones that are no longer fit for purpose, they're not as fast as they were. They don't have all the capabilities, so they're in a drawer.
They're in drawers. There's 5 million of them in drawers all over Ireland. And if you're one of those people who's thinking, I'll just keep that smartphone just in case, you're never going to use it. This is a public service announcement. And actually, you can make a lot of money. So basically, smartphones, 80% of their carbon footprint comes from the manufacturing of them. And they contain really precious metals, which we are running out of. So things like copper, gold, tungsten. So if you bring back your old smartphone to someone, let's say Vodafone, who are really leading the way in this, they will either give you cash or they'll take money off your next phone if you're a customer with them. Swappy is another great company. You can basically upload all of your phones, old phones details. They'll give you a price estimate. You send it off to them for free. They'll send you the money and you can buy a new phone or you can take the cash. So it's literally money sitting in a drawer. Take this as your sign to hand them in and you'll have money for the bank holiday. Why not?
Now, it's not just your smartphones. There's loads of old tech that you no longer use, which does contain those precious metals as well.
Yes, and while we've gotten really good as a nation for recycling the big things, the washing machines, all those big electronics, the kettles, we don't consider the small things. So, you know, I think at this stage, there's enough wires in Ireland, to go around the globe 107 times. And they're all in drawers and some of them are broken. We have lots of batteries, anything small and electric. But anything that has a battery is a small electronic. Again, those contain really precious metals. For every 10 electrical items sold in Ireland right now, we're only recycling properly 4 of them. And we really need to get those back into the circular economy. So go to your local authority. You can recycle them for free. If you have loads of batteries, which what I tend to do is keep them all in one place and then just do one offloading once a year. If you bring them to your local supermarket or to your local authority, there's these wee boxes and they are actually working in conjunction with the Laura Lynn Foundation. So when you donate your batteries, the money generated from that goes directly to a charity. So that's a great reason to get recycling those.
Now, you have a few office hacks.
Yes.
Examples.
Well, okay, swapping to LED lights, which Pat, I know you have an issue with LED lights, you told me before, but I did my research on it. And basically, if you're going to swap to LED lights, you have to invest in a good quality one.
Yeah, so, you know, they promise 30,000 hours and then, you know, 10 minutes later,
it's gone. So if you want to avoid that, you need to invest in a good quality LED. There's a great Irish website called Lit, L-I-T-T, and they do very beautiful LEDs that are really good quality. So make the swap. If you swap every light bulb in your house to an LED, you'll save about €7 per room every year, which is a great little saving. Another thing is, if you are at home, like me, I'm very lucky I get to work from home, plug in and charge your devices during off-peak times. I have an app. I check when it's off-peak and what's a good time to do it. And then I get all that stuff charged, so you're not spending extra money doing that. If you're looking for new office furniture, there's a great Irish company called Flying Elephant, and they have these great flat-pack wooden desks that you can fold up and down if your home office needs to convert into a spare bedroom like myself. So lots of great things. And also, if you want to look at colours, if you want to bring a little bit of wellness into your office space, you can use colours and bring in plants to really boost your productivity, your creativity. So that's a kind of the other side of being sustainable in the home office.
This is called biophilic design.
Yes, very fancy. I've just learned about this. So biophilic design is about bringing nature inside, and studies show that it can really boost your productivity, your sense of calm if you have a very stressful job. So bringing in plants, bringing in nature is a great way to do that.
Jo Linhan, climate editor for the Sunday Times Ireland, thank you very much for joining us. Now, a reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.